Welcome to the godshow.us daily. Okay. I have been handed tonight's bout card, and it says, I am not making this up. The comeback kid is here. A tradition that scholars pronounced dead in the 4th century has climbed back through the ropes. It is warmed up. It is furious. And it has a lot to say about a woman, a car, and one painting. 15 wisdom traditions. One question. None of these fighters agree on what time it is. Let's go!
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered by 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own question, and learn your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, is my friend wasting her 30s driving 4 hours to see one painting? Or is she the only one doing it right? Two people could ask this and want opposite things. Person one is sitting in the school pickup line, watching other parents scroll, feeling vaguely guilty about a weekend she spent doing almost nothing useful. And she needs someone to tell her friend is fine, which means she is fine. Person two is in that same line, quietly proud of her calendar, and needs the traditions to confirm that her friend is, lovingly, a little unhinged. Is she wasting her 30s? Or is she the only one doing it right? Cynicism goes first for me, and I did not see that coming. This is the tradition that gave us Diogenes living in a jar, telling Alexander the Great to move out of his sunlight. It got written off as a stunt, but it comes back tonight with something genuinely sharp. The people calling your friend foolish are spending those same 4 hours earning salaries they will die before enjoying. Cynicism says she needs nothing from the people who pity her, and that freedom, not the painting, not the drive, as the whole point. Whole.
That's a good line, but cynicism is doing something sneaky. It makes her look free by making everyone else look enslaved. That's not an argument for the drive. It's just a really satisfying insult. Stoicism gets at something harder. She governed the decision. Eyes open, aware of the cost, she closed the car door. That act belongs entirely to her. The couch people surrendered even that. The distinction isn't freedom versus slavery, it's agency versus drift.
Buddhism and Vedanta land differently from each other on this, which matters. Buddhism tells you about a monk who walked 2 days to ask one question, and on the walk home, the question just dissolved. Not answered, just gone. And he noticed his feet and the light through the cedars at an angle that would never repeat. The value wasn't the answer. The value was the specific texture of that walk. Vedanta flips it entirely. It says, look closer at who's standing in front of the canvas. The witness isn't the woman who drove, isn't the mind counting whether it was worth it. The wave asks if it's spending itself correctly. The ocean doesn't spend.
Those two traditions are doing opposite things with the self. Buddhism says the self softens on the road. The question dissolves, the grip loosens. Vedanta says there was never really a self to waste in the first place. One is a process, one is a correction. The person who sits in the school pickup line feeling guilty, Buddhism speaks to her, you can loosen the grip. The person who's already a little detached, already watching herself from the outside, Vedanta hands her a language for what she's been doing this whole time.
Absurdism and existentialism are close cousins here, and they still disagree. Existentialism says she justifies the drive by choosing it with her whole chest. That's it. That's the whole structure. No cosmic ledger, no quiet voice confirming it counted. She decides it counted, and the terror of that is not a bug. Absurdism goes one colder. The universe will never ratify this. The rightness lives in her hands, in the specific white-knuckle hour before the exit ramp. Both of them think she's doing it right, but existentialism says she's the author. Absurdism says she's the author, and also there's no publisher and never will be, and she drives anyway. That's the one that gets me. Taoism's image is the one I keep returning to. The hub. Everyone optimizing their weekends into spokes, spinning. Your friend sitting still in front of one canvas in bad gallery lighting is the axle. The 4 hours are not the cost of the painting. They are proof she is not afraid of the empty center.
That's it! That's the bout! Cynicism. Centuries in the wilderness, subsisting on insults and olives, came back tonight. And it earned its purse. The painting is still on the wall. The friend is in her car. Somewhere on the highway home. The gallery receipt folded in her jacket pocket. She does not know we spent all this time on her. She would think that was a little much. She is, almost certainly, correct. The godshow.us is free. It runs every day. And it runs in multiple languages. If the show does something for you, consider supporting it at thegodshow.us. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to theyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. 4 hours, one painting, zero apologies. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.